5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
9:29 p.m.
Oh boy, well no, it is not 9:29, but I know there are clocks in this world that are reading that right now, somewhere in some time zone, where inaccurate clocks are the fashionable thing, which isn't here, because we like accurate clocks. What's the accurate time? It is 19:30 UTC. And that, of course, means it's time to begin the Dubious Go Committee. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but yeah, Dubious Goals Committee time. Welcome. So what am I doing? My name is Tobe, if you didn't know that. I don't know why you wouldn't. I guess there could be some new listeners today, so I just want to welcome all the new listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee and all the old listeners. Every committee member around the world knows it is now time to pour the tea. Ooh, look at that delicious tea we got. What are we drinking? What are we drinking today? Oh, it's good. It's kind of hot, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good Longjing. Drinking the Longjing today. I started drinking it yesterday after finishing off the Taeguanyin, finally. I thought, oh, I need some more tea. What am I going to drink? Let's have some Longjing because it's super delicious. Okay, let's do that. I love drinking tea. I love drinking tea. But you knew that already. Unless, of course, you are the new listener, then guess what? Tobe likes to drink tea. That's good news. And I would like to drink some more, but we got something else that we need to do. Something that requires me to get out of the car. All right. Oh, and we did just perfect timing. Okay, what are we doing? I just need to run down into the creek and check for golf balls because it's a nice day. It's sunny, it's partly cloudy. There were some wind gusts earlier, but they have apparently died down. So we are running down into the creek. See if anybody's been golfing today and losing golf balls. Because I came down here last night at dusk, just before the sun went down. I came down here, and right around in here, these four rabbits were chasing each other around, and I was in the middle of them, and they were running around me. It was hilarious. And I came down in here, and I found another soccer ball, golf ball. Just a white golf ball. It was a white Callaway with red spots. So yay, now we have two of those golf balls. Alright, now I'm at the edge of the creek. I do see, oh yeah, cool. There's a golfer, and now I see a foursome. There is a foursome right here at our hole. The hole that gets golf balls knocked into the creek. So yay, I'm getting down into the creek here so they can't see me. They're not that far away. They can probably hear me talking. We're going to wait for them to knock some golf balls into the creek. What do we have today? What do we have? Oh, I hear ducks. Oh my god, a mallard just landed right over there. A ducky duck flew in and he just landed like 10 meters away from me. He's over there in the creek. Oh, he's swimming up. Oh, he sees me. Hi, buddy. I think I saw this guy last night. Yeah, he's turning around. He just swam into my line of sight. I came down here last night, and he was hanging out down here, and there was also some wood ducks down here. Okay, so we have found a duck, and I am looking into the creek, and I see 1, 2, 3 golf balls in the water that would kind of be a pain to get, and they're just white golf balls, so I'm not really... Oh, that scared me. I saw something green up in the ravine. It's just like a surveyor's flag or something. It's not a golf ball. All right. I don't see any colored golf balls. Okay, that's weird. Somebody must have been down here. There's my duck again. Somebody must have been down here. And now I'm remembering last night, I did see somebody. There was a woman on the... Oh, there it is. Kerplop. A yellow ball just fell into the creek. Now, where did it go? It fell into a very muddy area. Okay, there's somebody else teeing off. Jeez, where did that ball go? I can't even see it. Yeah, so anyway, last night there was a woman. I thought she was picking up trash on the other side of the creek, but she might have been picking up golf balls too, because that one inaccessible golf ball is gone. And there's my ducky. Look at that ducky. He's waddling downstream. Okay, there goes the next golfer. I'm trying to get down into the creek. To see if I can see where that yellow one went. Okay, now I'm down in the creek bed. That ball went kerp, blorp, blorp. Now, where did it go? It has completely disappeared. Okay. Well, at least it was only a yellow. We've got plenty of yellows. Yellows are pretty much the least needed golf ball color at this time. Yeah, and here's another white ball in the water that we could probably grab if we really wanted it. Do I want it? I don't think I do. Okay, so no other golf balls fell down in here. Oh, there's one up on the bank. A white one. There's another white one up on the bank. They got the bank is really steep here, and there's lots of twigs and sticks, and they catch the balls. Okay, so there's like half a dozen white golf balls down here that somebody could retrieve. But that somebody is not me. Not today. Oh, no, no. I'm back up on the bank. I can see my ducky down there. Hi, Mr. Ducky. That's a golf ball duck. That's the harbinger of golf balls, ducky duck. That's the duck that led me to our latest green golf ball, that Max Fly. He was the one hiding it. All right. So, yeah, these people are walking around. Looks like that golfer's going to take a drop. All right. This means that I'm going home. I'm climbing back up out of the creek. And it's going to take me a couple of minutes to walk around the block. So let's plug in the magic iPod. And we're going to listen to some music. And we don't know what we're going to get. I'm going to hit random. It's random music time. Yeah. Okay. Oh boy, I think that's enough of this.
Oh, you've been listening to
The Champs play their famous song Nyampasu Don't Eat the Worm. Although I think they were forced to change the title to Tequila by their record label because they didn't know what Nyampasu means. Nyampasu! Oh boy, it's going to get delirious. Oh, I think I better drink some tea, but I didn't bring it in here. Okay, that's fine. I guess I'll just think about Sweden. Yes, Sweden. What a lovely country. What a fun place to be and go, even though I've never been there. I now have to go. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, why do you think you need to go to Sweden? Well, let me tell you. I have recently found out, I have been informed, that I have a listener base in Sweden. And I thought, wow, awesome. Sweden is so great. Oh, now I have to go to Sweden and do Sweden stuff. You know, Sweden business. Sweden. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, what do you know about Sweden? Okay, I know tons about Sweden. I am super expert boy on Sweden. One, the Kingdom of Sweden is ruled by King Harald, King Torvald, King... I don't remember. Queen Beatrix? No, that was the Netherlands. Okay, I know there's lots of cities in Sweden, like Stockholm and Gothenburg and Åland and Wurstenströmer. Now I feel terrible because I don't even speak Swedish, so now I have to learn another language. And that's okay, because, it's Scandinavian, it's Norse, it's, a lot of ja. So I can do ja. Ja. Because if a Sweden person comes up and says, hey, Tob, would you like some tea? Ja. Ja. Okay, so I got that down. Teenage engineering is in Sweden. Sweden. It's a beautiful place. It's a civilized country. That's the one thing I've always thought about Scandinavia. These are civilized countries. It's not like the United States. You never hear about police in Sweden gunning down unarmed black people or anything. Sweden. Oh, I'm very happy to hear about this Sweden news. Okay, so first of all, before I go any further, I just want to give a big shout out and a big welcome and a big thank you to all my Swedish listeners. Hello, Sweden! Nyampasu! Yes, Nyampasu to Sweden. And I know what everybody else is thinking. Everybody else is thinking, yeah, but Tob, you're just dodging the issue. What do you really know about Sweden? Well, here's what I know about Sweden. One, Sweden is now the dubious Sweden subcommittee. And so, who's the chairman of that? Do we have a chairman of this? Somebody? Nyampasu.
Nyampasu.
Okay, that all solves everything. But the truth of the matter is, yes, I don't think I know anything about Sweden because I am a stupid American. And the only thing that we are taught about Sweden in America is all lies. It's none of it's true. None of it's true. For example, as a child, I watched TV and I used to watch a show called The Muppet Show. And on it was a character called the Swedish Chef. Now, the Swedish Chef, he couldn't really speak English. He sure as hell couldn't speak Swedish either because all he could say is bork, bork, bork. Bork, bork, bork. And I found out later in life that Swedish people don't run around saying bork, bork, bork. Okay? Although the Swedish chef, he did have an interest in cooking with explosives. And when I was a young child, I was something of an explosives aficionado. I like blowing stuff up too. So I liked the Swedish chef. But I thought, Is this derogatory towards Swedish people? I don't know. Okay, and then later in my life, a few years later, then the worst thing in the world happened. A beer commercial. Yes. You know, the one thing that all Americans pay attention to, beer commercials. We watch more beer commercials than we watch presidential debates. More money is spent on beer commercials than is spent on education in America. And if you think I'm exaggerating, look it up. So then there's beer commercials, and guess what the beer commercials started? The Swedish bikini team. Some guys are drinking beer, and they say, wow, this is the best time we're having ever. It'll never get any better than this. And then they say, it won't get any better than this. And then the Swedish bikini team arrives. And, like, the Swedish bikini team parachutes from the air. And it's all these blonde girls in blue bikinis dancing. Okay, Swedish bikini team. The Swedish bikini team became a huge trope in American pop culture. It doesn't exist, but you start hearing references to it. All through the 80s and 90s, and even through the 2000s, you can catch references to the Swedish bikini team. And, yeah, that's what all Americans know about Sweden. The Swedish chef, who likes to blow food up with explosives, and the Swedish bikini team. Huh. Yeah, I don't think that's real. I want to talk about real Swedish people. Do I even know any real Swedish people? Oh my God, can I even think? Do I have a brain? Okay, yes, I know three Swedish people. I just thought of three. One, number one, Fred. Fred on Taskmaster, the British game show. Fred, he's Swedish and he speaks Swedish and they make him talk Swedish to English people and they get confused. And I was watching this and I understood the numbers. Fred was saying his birth date and I understood the numbers. So I'm already ahead of the game. If somebody says numbers to me in Sweden, I'll be like, yes, I know that means 1984 or whatever. Oh, this tea costs 40, what kind of money do they have in Sweden? Are they on the euro? Are they on the kroner? Are they on the... Oh, God, I'm so dumb. It's embarrassing. But I do know Swedish people. Then there's that chef. What's his name? Is it Marcus Samuelson? Or is it Samuel Marcusson? I don't remember, but he's on all those cooking shows. He's Swedish. And then, most importantly of all, my favorite Swedish person in the whole world, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yes, and I love Zlatan because he has that, you know, traditional Swedish name, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan. I love Zlatan. I love Zlatan. Zlatan. He's the best. Zlatan. I love Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And in case you don't know, he is a football player and he's great. And he's Swedish. Okay, do I know any other Swedish people? I don't even know. Jeez. Let me think of the Swedish national football team. And I could probably think of some more Swedish people. But I just realized, they have football in Sweden. I will be okay there. I will be fine. I can just get a piece of cardboard, draw a football on it, and then hold it up, and then ask people to send me to the football stadium. So the first thing I need to learn in Swedish is, excuse me, where is the football stadium? I will look that up. That will be the first Swedish thing I learn to say. And also, then I need to learn to say, do you serve tea? Or, please direct me to the nearest tea house. Oh, and that's another question I have. Salty licorice. Is Sweden a salty licorice country? I know Finland is, and I know Norway is. I don't know about Denmark. What about Sweden? I don't know. Interesting. Gonna have to look that one up too. Okay, that's the other thing. Do I even know where Sweden is? Okay, I can point to Scandinavia on a map, and I can differentiate the countries. I can point out the different countries of Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, but I can't tell you which ones are which. Wait, yes, I can. Denmark is the one that's kind of connected to Europe, and you can get from Sweden to Denmark if you go through that tunnel, the Ostunnelstrumpfwassermarken. Oh my God, I cannot think of the name of that tunnel. How am I supposed to know? I'm not the chairman of the underwater tunnel committee. How am I supposed to know? Finland, Sweden? Okay, yeah. Norway, Finland, Sweden. If I had a map, I could figure it out. I don't have a map, and I'm dumb. But that's okay. Other famous Finnish people include, but not limited to... You know, it just occurred to me. It might be easier if I try to think of people who aren't Swedish. Okay, Who's not... Oh, me! Me! I am not Swedish. Does that even count? That one's too easy. Okay, who else? Who else in this world is very obviously not Swedish? Kirk
Boy,
Cameron.
Are you gonna get it now?
Oh, my God.
Look at that greasy mess you made.
God damn it,
and
Kirk.
And Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Typical.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to white.
Oh, shut up.
Special grease dissolvers cut through.
See?
Grease.
Swedish people are not greasy. Therefore, they are not Kirk Cameron. Therefore.
Hey, that shines.
Yeah.
What have you two been up to?
Therefore, Kirk Cameron is not Swedish. I can prove Kirk Cameron isn't Swedish because he's just way too damn greasy. Oh, and guess what? Another non-Swedish person just arrived. But this one's very fluffy. Hello, non-Swedish cat. Oh, I wonder what kind of cats they have in Sweden. Swedish cats. They're probably made of salty licorice. Delicious kitties. Okay, it's time to do some kitty business. I gotta get the kitty pit ready because somebody's just sitting here. Let's do some kitty business. Okay, come on, let's do some kitty business and I'll teach you all about Sweden. It's Sweden Day here on Dubious Kitty Committee. Hello! Alright, the cat's doing... Oh, I thought of another Swedish thing that I like. Viggens. Viggens! That's something that they do in Sweden. They make fast airplanes. Fast jet aircraft, like the Viggen. Ooh, that's a fun one too, because it's so fast. You like fast planes, right, Peppa? Yes. Okay, here's the cat licking my arm. Oh, what about those Swedish cookies? You know those ones that are shaped like angels, and you have the special iron, and you dip the iron into the batter? You know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Are those actually Swedish? Do I know? Am I just making crap up? Maybe we should ask my cat. Okay, what's Swedish, Pippa? Pippa doesn't know. All right, what else? Who else is not Swedish? Let's see if I can think of a non-Swedish person. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got one. Oh, I'll give you a hint. Oh, yeah. Ooh, what's that interesting background music? It's Ryuichi Sakamoto! Ryuichi Sakamoto is not Swedish. But he makes lovely music. Sweden. I gotta go there. How do you even get there? Oh, just take an airplane. And then, you know what else I'm thinking? What kind of marmots do they have in Sweden? I know they have mountains and rivers and lakes and stuff. And good nature stuff in Sweden. Oh, I'm gonna go there and look for Swedish marmots. They're probably blonde. I don't know if it's true that all Swedish people are blonde. But that's what we learn in America, because good job, America. Oh, yeah, it's embarrassing to be an American most of the time. Huh. And now I just thought of something else. Is it true that Ryuichi Sakamoto is not Swedish? I know people are saying, you know, see, it's coming up in comm right now. People are making comments in IRC, Ryuichi Sakamoto. He's Japanese. Well, what if it was before he had his morning coffee? And there goes my sinuses. What if it's morning and Ryuichi Sakamoto has not had his morning coffee? Would he be Swedish?
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was.
Swedish
until he got his
bear.
Morning coffee.
Swedish
now
bear.
Now he's a Japanese bear, Dad.
Wait, what? What?
Was Dad a Japanese bear, Dad, this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink.
Which then leads us into, what is the legal drinking age in Sweden? I don't particularly care, because one, I'm old, and also, I don't drink. I only drink tea. Right, Peppa? Yes, Peppa says tea is good. But yeah, I am kind of skirting around the most important question about Sweden. And I'm afraid to ask, but we just gotta know. How essential is it to keep a golf ball clean in Sweden? And what kind of golf ball washers do they have in Sweden?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Okay.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Swedish golf balls.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Okay.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
It doesn't have the Sweden logo on it?
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
We need to put three crowns on it.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Swedish corrosion.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Swedish rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Swedish technology.
The Caribbean hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
No, it doesn't.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Keep that unsightly
Order
residue
your
out of here.
Grand ball washer today.
Okay, so now we know what kind of golf ball washers they have in Sweden, and that's another phrase I'm going to have to learn in Swedish. Hello, will you please direct me to a golf ball washer? Or, hello, Swedish person. I have dirty golf balls. Can you please direct me to the nearest golf ball washer? And the golf ball washer will say, I don't speak Swedish. And I will say, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC in Sweden, among other places. Right, so tune in tomorrow and every day after that, and I gotta go. Bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.